Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because, you know, this is funny. They're going to give criminals a pass one more time. We live in a world where you just can't make this stuff up because it's Looneyville and they keep giving the bad guys a pass. So please, as always, please comment on the video, like the video, share it with people, subscribe to the channel, enjoy our email list. We just had an email go out last week, but let's get right into it. Michelle Wu is the mayor of Boston. And Michelle, quite a gal, she wants to decriminalize certain offenses. And you cannot make this up. She wants to make it so that they're not going to prosecute people for crimes, okay? And this is just like New York City. This is just like Los Angeles. This is just like Chicago. This is just like Oakland, San Francisco. Don't forget those idiots. Just like that. So, you know, I just want to tell you guys, trespassing, shoplifting, larceny under $250. At least they got some common sense. They didn't do the $950 like they did here in California. So disorderly conduct, disturbing the people, receiving stolen property. Okay, so hey, I don't know where I got it from. You know what I mean? Come on. Okay. Minor driving offenses. Don't worry. Just speed. Breaking and entering. Because I'm coming inside your house. Remember that. Okay. Wanton and malicious destruction of private property. In other words, vandalism. Okay. Breaking things. And minor in possession of alcohol. Kids, have a drink and relax, okay? You guys are stressful. We live in a bad world. Come on, guys. This is insanity. Insanity. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? It's nuts. Okay? Drug possession. Oh, yeah. Let everybody be on drugs. drug possession with intent to distribute. So a drug dealer is not going to get charged now. You understand? Oh, my God. A standalone resisting arrest charge. Okay, so fight the cops, man. Fight the man. Resisting arrest charge combined with any of the other offenses. I mean, come on, guys. Do you understand how insane this is? This is absolutely nuts, guys, right now, that we're living through a world where crime is not charged for people, and you're going to destroy Boston. I want you to think about this. By the way, it's all these Volkswagen buses parked out here. It's probably worth $150,000. Look at that thing. Okay. One of my goals for my son, who has been a Boston Red Sox fan for almost 15, 18 years, was like, hey, we're going to go to Fenway Park someday together. Now, he got to go to Fenway Park with his friends by himself earlier, you know, last year because he lives in Rhode Island. And I said, you know, when I fly out for your graduation, we'll go to a game. Oh, yeah, sure. We'll see it when I believe it. So sure enough, we go to Fenway Park, which, guys, again, I am not a Boston Red Sox fan. But the idea of a baseball stadium built in 1912, that was beautiful. They didn't have, think about this. The ceilings were low. They didn't have all the different egress and you know, safety features you have in a modern stadium now. So it was just archaic. We had pipes running through the roof, and you could hear sounds you don't hear, and it was crazy, okay? Definitely not earthquake-proof, you know what I mean? So, but after the game, and 30,000 people leave the stadium, you've got, or whatever it was, 25,000, whatever it was, a lot of people. The cops were keeping everybody in check. And it was great. It was such a cool experience because with the cops there doing that, you felt safe. Now imagine those cops just let people rob people, bum rush people, take stuff, beat people up. Hey, dude, where are you from with your funny voice? Oh, I'm from California. Oh, okay. You know, as we're looking for restaurants, go here, don't go here. Okay, thank you, officer. You know what I mean? Also. So with that being said, it's insane, guys. Absolutely insane. You're going to take that city and destroy it. just like all those other cities. Think about Oakland, California, where people are getting robbed in broad daylight right now. And that's what they want to do to Boston. So your votes have consequences, guys. Oh, there's a VW show out here. Is that cool? Look at these things. Very nice. Oh, this is awesome. So what's going to happen with this? I'll tell you, it's going to make people never want to go to Boston. I'll never go to Boston to save my life, for the rest of my life. So isn't this cool, guys? Look at all these bugs. These buses. And they're not bugs, they're buses. Okay, thank you for correcting me already. I'm sure the comments are flying right now. Isn't that beautiful? These things are an absolute fortune right now. The cool thing about the beach, especially Sundays, is they do all this stuff. Man, this goes down for a long way. Look at that. That is super cool. So, there's all these sides. Look at this thing. I'll bet you this guy could get $50,000 for that thing. At least, maybe more. Isn't that crazy? So, what do you guys think about this? We have just seen crime destroy everything, and they're not prosecuted. So let's give these people a pass. Imagine letting your kids drink. What kind of parent are you? Okay, well, don't worry about me. The mayor says it's okay, Dad. Okay, I'm gonna go get a beer with my friends. Okay, you're really pissing me off. I mean, do you understand what a ridiculous world this is right now, that you're gonna allow this? Now, just a quick video for you. Look at all these, man. There's just a ton of them. This is really cool. I had no idea this was going on down here today. Got to meet somebody for breakfast. And isn't that cool? So, other fun stuff to discuss. So, Steven always sends me cool stuff from the UK. How about this banking hack that you haven't heard of? Santander Bank, which they've got branches in different states. When I went to Boston, there was Santander Bank ATMs there, okay? Well, they just had a huge hack in that they announced last month. Think about this, 30 million people got hacked. 30 million. 30 million people got hacked. Is that crazy, guys? So, you know, 6 million account numbers and balances, okay? You know what I mean? So they got names and phone numbers and stuff. 28 million credit card numbers. How would you like to have your credit card number, John Smith, or just use Dan? Dan's name, Dan's credit card number. There you go. That's all you need. And you got it. So the bugs are ending on this side, so we're going to walk back this way. But again, oh, the best part, this will be the thing that gets them motivated to fix this. The HR staff, all the employees, all their data was stolen too. So, well, that, we can't have that, Dan. That's terrible. That's terrible. So, oh, this one's cheap. Well, this is an old one. It's just a 77. There you go, 30 grand, guys. Go pick that up today. So, there's a nice green bug. You know, I definitely like the older styles over the new stuff. It's just really cool. But,
I'm not going to do it. That thing fucked up my heart.
There's one that's $25,000. And then the thing. Remember the thing that came out? You know, when that came out, that was a $2,500 car. You can look it up online, that the ads for the Volkswagen thing was $2,500. That's been modified into it. Doom buggy. But anyways, the next thing is, you know, we worry about our safety and all of our data being stolen. Microsoft has a new AI program that takes a screenshot of your computer every few seconds. It's called Recall. So how unsafe is that? So if you use the Microsoft AI program called Recall, it is constantly taking pictures of your computer. Zip, 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 zip. Where's Dan going? Oh my God, Dan likes that? Busty lawyers from Detroit. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. Okay? because I ran out of all the women in Tucson, so I had to go there. Anyways, people are like, you know, you're kind of a creep, Dan. I am. Kind of. Anyways, so is that terrible or what, guys? So look at all these bugs. But anyways, let's rob everybody. Let's just rip everybody off. Let's do drugs. Kids, have a drink. Do you know what I mean? When does it end? When does it end? So again, you know, you're going to sit there and say, you know, red, blue cities, all that stuff. You know, it's lunacy. Do these people not have children? Do they not have nieces and nephews? Do they not have, you know, parents, moms, dads, things like that that represent this? I mean, it's crazy. So, couple things. The Truckers Union, New York City Truckers Association, is so mad about the congestion tax that they're suing the city of New York and the state of New York. So great, good. I hope they win. So kind of ridiculous that they're going to have this $15 congestion tax, because they say it's just making it so that people don't want to deliver there. They can't afford it. And it, you know, and there's also things that you can, you know, think about. You could deliver in New York City and then leave and then come back and you're charged twice. So people can't afford it. It's making things way too expensive. Get you another shot of this stuff. And the final story, and I got to get this guy's name right because it's this name was too good. And, you know, Costco has a new chief financial officer. And of all the things in the world to talk about, Craig Jelinek, he said, listen, I want you guys to understand, we're going to keep the $1.50 hot dog and soda. Okay. Yay. Okay. So you won't have to worry about getting charged too much at Costco right now. But, hope you guys like the bugs. It's kind of nice. Something different. But how do you guys feel about the crime? I mean, would you ever go to Boston again? Seriously. Why? Why ever do this? The thing about Boston that was interesting, I'm going to finish the video with this, is there were a tremendous amount of vacancies there. A lot of crime, not crime, a lot of areas where they just built things that were vacant. A lot of businesses that were suffering. And everybody I talk to, I do the same thing, whether I'm here, Vegas, or any other city, I always talk to everybody. What do you think is going on? Do you think it'll come back? Oh, it's going to take years. Well, now it's going to take decades, because it's going to take new leadership to fix this and make it so that people can understand that they are not safe right now at all. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if this just will free the courts up and make it better. Okay? Come on, guys. This is insanity right now that we're living through. And they don't care. They don't care. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about anything. Share your thoughts on all this stuff. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. We've got a huge month coming up.
Oh, my God.
And it's very exciting, guys. It's very exciting. But, this show goes all the way down the pier. But I got nothing else to talk about, okay? Because I'm not that witty. I just can't do it off the top of my head, okay? So, onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon, okay? Remember, your votes have consequences. Remember that. Good luck to you. Good luck. Good luck in Boston. I'll never go back to Boston as long as I live now, okay, as a result of this. Okay? See you soon.